Our earlier conversation with Leslie Stahl on grandparenting showed how important grandparents can be in the lives of children. What about the kids who have no grandparents or no relationship with them? We'll look a little more closely at this now with Aria Locker, who directs Cardinal Ritter's Senior Services Foster Grandparents Program. Aria, nice to have you here. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, we talked with Leslie Stahl about the importance of grandparents and the grandkids interacting with each other. Talk about the importance of that from your perspective in foster grandparenting.
Well, intergenerational relationships are beneficial on so many levels. Most of our grandparents, well, all of our grandparent volunteers have a wealth of experience and wisdom. They have patience.
They're better.
And a genuine love for children. And they're just able to be present in a different way sometimes than we as parents can and caregivers. And they have the time and they have the willingness to be there. And they're able to give extra love and emotional support to children who might just not be getting everything that they need.
Yeah, tell us about these kids. Who are the kids that are part of the program?
Well, we work with primarily Head Start programs and crisis nurseries or transitional housing nurseries. So all of our kids are living in poverty. They usually have multiple factors causing trauma in their lives. It could be anything from living in poverty to being temporarily homeless to, you know, having a parent who's incarcerated, to just having to move a lot because of poverty. There's a number of different factors that our little people experience that can cause them to just, you know, have more trouble adjusting. And the foster grandparents are there. Our foster grandparents are all age 55 and up, and they volunteer a minimum of 15 hours a week. Most of them do significantly more than that, all the way up to 40. And they work one-on-one with kids who they've worked with their teachers to identify that just have some extra social and emotional needs that their grandparents can help fulfill and give more one-on-one attention to the children that the teachers can't always give within a preschool facility.
I would think that some special training might be necessary for that, though.
Yes. Well, many of our grandparents already have raised their own children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren before they come to us. But for those that need additional training and for, just as a refresher for everybody, we do 20 hours of training prior to becoming a foster grandparent, and then they do 20 hours of training on site as well before they go into volunteer service.
What kind of changes have you seen in the youngsters as they go through this this kind of process?
Well, they become emotionally more stable. They become calmer. They become more responsive. They listen better. The grandparents invest in them, and then the kids really invest back in those relationships. And it just, for many of our kids, it might be their first time ever in a preschool situation and their first time away from mom or dad. And so that can be hard. And a grandparent can help them make that transition by giving them more individual attention within the classroom as they get used to that situation. We had an instance that I recall once where there was a child who had a pretty significant amount of neglect in their life and had not really know how to eat with other people. And so our volunteer sat with this child every single day at lunch, and at first by themselves and then gradually together with the group until the child was independent enough to be with the group without the grandma he was working with. And it was really amazing.
I didn't realize that this is done in a schoolroom setting. For some reason, I assumed, which is always a bad thing to do, that these kids probably went to the foster grandparents' home.
No, our program through Cardinal Ritter Senior Services works with Head Start, crisis nurseries, and transitional nurseries. But we have over 300 foster grandparent programs throughout the country, and some do work in homes. Our particular program doesn't. Some also work in juvenile detention facilities and all sorts of places.
I'm sure that you're always looking for volunteers.
Yes, we are. And if you are age 55 and up and are interested in volunteering, we are always looking for people who are genuinely interested in helping young people develop and learn and providing love and support for little ones.
How long typically would a youngster stay with a single foster grandparent? Is this a process that takes a matter of weeks or months or even years?
It's usually weeks and months, depending on the different facilities. Sometimes they're with a grandparent for as much as a year, not usually beyond that within our program. And the typical amount is about a semester. Most of the grandparents are there 5 days a week, so they'd be working one-on-one 5 days a week with grandma or grandpa through an entire school semester.
How do the parents of these children react to all of this?
Oh, overwhelmingly positively, yes. They appreciate the extra love and support. They appreciate the extra attention. And then the kids, of course, go home to mom and dad and tell amazing stories about grandma or grandpa. We do run into sometimes the parents don't know that the grandparents are a presence in the daycare facility that they're or preschool facility that they're working with. And so a child will go home and say, grandma said this or grandma said that. And grandma and I did this today. And there's a little bit of confusion sometimes because they're like, why was grandma at your school? Or your grandma lives in another state. Who is this grandma? So.
We only have a minute left. Do the grandmas and the parents get together from time to time, compare notes or work together?
Not in our particular program. That's not a facet that we focus on. Most of the parents are aware that we're part of the Head Start facilities that we work in. But it's really our focus is really building a mentoring, a consistent mentoring relationship one-on-one between the grandparent and the child.
Well, I'm sure you have a website where folks who can learn more about you and also about the potential for volunteering. We'll put a link to that website on ours at stlpublicradio.org. Aria Locker, I want to thank you so much for being with us and telling us about your organization, Carter Ritter Senior Services Foster Grandparents Program. Sounds great. Sounds great.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for being with us. That's Aria Locker. When we come back, Sound Bites with Steve Potter. This is St. Louis on the Air on St. Louis Public Radio, 90.7 KWMU.